Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, features, among many other things, the mitzvah that we are currently in the middle of, and that is the mitzvah of counting the Omer. We have a mitzvah, beginning from the second day of Passover, of Pesach, to count every day another day of the Omer. Starting from the very first day, we count 7 weeks, 49 days total, until we come to the holiday of Shavuos, which is day number 50. Now, day number 50, we celebrate Shavuos. That's the day that the Jewish people receive the Torah. There's a very interesting halacha which comes up in the context of Sfira, or Sfiras HaOmer as it's known, counting the Omer. And that is that normally in Jewish law, the halacha, the law is that if there is a blessing or a prayer that a person needs to say, is obligated to say, another person can recite that prayer, and the second person can listen to it carefully, concentrate, and focus on what the other person is saying. And it is tantamount to having recited it himself or herself. This is, for example, very common by Kiddush on Shabbos. When the Kiddush is recited, one person recites Kiddush on behalf of all those present, and everyone listens carefully, and it is as if they all recited Kiddush themselves. This happens in many venues and situations, and so on. And the question is raised by the halachic authorities, can this work for Sefiras HaOmer, for counting the Omer? If I count the day and you are listening, is it considered as if you yourself counted? And the halachic authorities say that, in fact, you cannot do this. Why not? If my talking while you listen is tantamount to you having said it, so then if I count today, for example, it's day 27, if I say today is 27 days of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 6 days to the Omer, so why is the fact that you are listening not considered as if you yourself said it? And the halachic authorities explain that the issue over here is that the mitzvah of counting the Omer is not saying the words. When I recite a blessing, the obligation is to say the words of the blessing. When I pray, the obligation is to recite the words of the prayer. Of course, you want to have kavana, you want to have intent, you want to have focus on what you're saying, you want to try to understand what you're saying. But at the end of the day, merely reciting the words, even with minimal or even no understanding of what you're saying, fulfills the basic obligation. Again, not in the ideal way, of course, but it is a fulfillment of the basic obligation. However, Sfiras HaOmer, counting of the Omer, the mitzvah is to count the Omer. You have to count every day. And only you can count. I cannot count for you. You need to count the Omer. In a similar sense, the question is raised by the halachic authorities. If, let us suppose, you are not sure what day it is today, you lost track, and there's no one around to ask, and you don't have a calendar, so you are not sure if today is, let's say, day 26 or day 27. So you say both, just to cover all your bases. Have you fulfilled your obligation? Again, the halachic authorities debate and discuss this question. Why? Why can't I just cover all my bases and count all of them? They say, counting means you know what day it is today. When you count something, you have to know what it is you are counting. Today is day 27. If I'm not sure if today is day 26 or day 27 or day 28, and I say all of them, I haven't counted anything because I really don't know what day it is, so I haven't truly counted. Now, this is a very nice halachic discussion, but usually this message has a lesson for us to think about. So what is the lesson over here? The lesson is that Sfiras HaOmer is not about saying the words. It's not about going through the motions of one day, 2 days, 3 days. It's not even about checking off a day on the calendar. It's about counting the day. I have to have an awareness. I have to be conscious of what is going on. I have to count every day. The Torah mandates not just that we check days off on the calendar until we get to Shavuos, but rather the Torah is saying that you have to count the day. Today is day 27. There has to be an awareness. I have gone through 27 days of transforming myself, of becoming a better person. I have gone through 28 days of transforming myself and becoming a better person. In essence, when we say you have to count each day, there is also a sense of making each day count as well. I don't know if that translates well over into the Hebrew, but it certainly sounds good in English. You have to make each day count. And that answers another famous question, and that is, when you are eager to get to something, you usually count down. You don't count up. For example, a lot of kids are very excited because school is almost over. They're counting down. 20 days left of school, 19 days left of school. If we are excited about the giving of the Torah and we are, so to speak, counting towards the giving of the Torah, and that's one of the ideas expressed behind counting the Omer, so why are we counting up? We should count down. The answer is, counting down means I want to just get over this. I'd be much happier if I'd be on the other end of this already. But here, It's not the idea. Here, the idea is that we are building and transforming ourselves. The period of counting the Omer is a period of transformation. Every single day has to be counted. I have to know each day what day it is and what I'm focusing on that day. And indeed, both on the practical Musar side and on the Kabbalistic side, every day has a unique label and significance to it, and a unique work that is supposed to be done on that day. We are building ourselves, we are transforming ourselves towards becoming a people who can receive God's law and bring it into this world. So as we continue going through Sefirah Zomer, the counting of the Omer, and as you count each day, make sure you make each day count. I hope you enjoyed this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.